or 61.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Our final four segments with Clifford Clift, International Director of MUFON. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Okay, so we look at disclosure and we have these more extreme movements like exopolitics, where they seem to know what the aliens are thinking and when they're going to think them, and also when the Obama administration or fill in the blanks, any previous administration, was going to reveal the truth. How do you handle that kind of organization?
Well, there's nothing we can do. It sells books and makes for good topics for people to talk about. I just got back from a month ago now from Baltimore, Maryland, where I gave a talk to some 250 people that were, it was an information group. They just wanted to know about UFOs. I don't think we had one MUFON member there. So everything that we told them was really a lot of new stuff. One of the first things they asked me is, well, what about disclosure? Don't you think that's going to happen? And I said, no, I don't, because what would be the benefit to the government to disclose that? Admit that if they disclose this information, they're going to have to admit that they've been lying to us, and that is political suicide. Or professional, if the military is involved, that professionally, a five-star general come out and say, well, we haven't done this because we didn't want you to know. We didn't think you could handle it. That's not going to happen. The other thing that's involved with this is what happens after disclosure. Richard Dolan was at the same conference I was at, and, of course, he's into disclosure big time right now and being a visionary as to what will happen afterwards. And prognosticators, in my opinion, they're just like economists. You can, whatever answer you want, you can find. So there's different opinions as to what will happen on disclosure, but I don't think disclosure is going to happen, because the only way disclosure will happen, in my opinion, is if they create some type of problem with the UFO phenomenon and cover it with a problem and then provide the solution.
Okay, what kind of problem would we be talking about?
I don't know. It's the Hegelian dialect, where somebody creates a problem and only they can provide the solution, or the solution that they feel is best for their benefit to overcome the problem.
Well, like a potential fake alien invasion that would then legitimize some sort of martial law or something like that.
I think that may be the extreme, but I think that follows course as to the potential of what, for them to disclose, they're going to have to create some kind of problem for the citizens of the world or of America. They're going to have to create some kind of problem that allows them to be the ones that will take care of us. Our solution will be within them.
So it's all a matter of control, then. You're saying it's a control issue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There may be a whistleblower that will come out that is high enough within the organization of the U.S. government or the military that people will believe. But the astronauts are coming out and saying that the UFOs are real and exist, and that doesn't seem to make any difference. And they're probably one of the more well thought of military people we have.
Well, that's a good question, too, here. So do you think that when astronauts come out with this information, that we learn of more and more planetary discoveries in our galaxy, that maybe this is a way, in part, to do a gradual disclosure?
Yeah, that's a possibility. I don't think so, though. The reason I say that is because I think they would have started releasing information before they got old enough that they're going to pass away. So they know not much can happen, like Edgar Mitchell. Story Musgrave is going to be our keynote speaker at our symposium this year.
Oh, good.
Of course, you know, he's an astronaut. And Neil Armstrong, these guys are coming out with a lot of good information, and they are indicating that they are real and exist.
Okay, that raises another question here, too. What about interaction between aliens and Earthlings on the government level? Has the U.S. government or some foreign government, do you believe they've have had actual contacts with them?
I do believe there has been some kind of contact, but I don't know if it's. It's that one's so deep and philosophical. I can't even approach the intelligent conversation with that one. But the it does appear that there has been contact made. So beyond that, if there has been, there's just a very few, maybe less than 10 people would even know about it.
Okay, you feel this? There's no evidence of this. This is just your feeling.
That's right. I don't know of any evidence.
Okay, so how do we get down to the bottom of this? Okay, the government has no motive to release this information for all sorts of reasons. We have people like you investigating UFOs, and we accept the fact that MUFON and most of the people that work with the organization are serious. Many of them are well-trained. They're scientists, etc. Smart people looking into this thing for over four decades, and they're not coming up with anything that leads us to a solution, are they?
Well, a definitive answer of to where they're from and how they operate, no. Are they here? Yes. If we could just some way get on board one of these craft and talk to them, and they could be able to communicate with us at our level, because they are definitely more sophisticated, more intelligent, well, not sophisticated, more intelligent and more advanced than we are.
But you see, that raises another question, too. Say, for example, we look at the scenario in the movie Contact, where E.T. manifests itself to the Jodie Foster character by looking like her father, because she couldn't accept the reality of its existence. So the question is, are the UFOs we see even representative of what they really are? Are they just gigantic holodecks?
That's another good point. I don't know anybody that could refute that. Well, I know there's some people that would try, but that may be it. They may be able to make themselves visible as shapeshifters. I don't know. Look at V. That's that TV show, and that's
well, not really shapeshifters. They're wearing an exoskin of some sort to hide.
Well, that's right. They're not.
You know, I'm really into the science fiction. I can tell you about that. They're wearing this exoskin. If you tear off the skin, you've got the lizards underneath, the reptiles, whatever.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe that's what they're like. I don't know. When we look at science fiction and we look at Dick Tracy when he was talking in his watch 60 years ago, that's coming to reality. So, you know, there's a lot of thought and truth behind what science fiction does.
Yeah. I want to change gears a little bit here and ask you a question about the MUFON Investigator's Manual. I've heard some scuttlebutt through the grapevine that currently you're updating it and expanding the actual MUFON Investigator's Manual. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Some
of the changes?
Yeah, we're updating it, and it will be we hope it'll be ready this year. Again, volunteers are doing this. And we have to.
Are they open for any input? And I've got some suggestions.
Sure, sure. You bet. You bet. You just send me an email with what you would like to see, because anything we can do is really beneficial. One of the things that we're doing is we now have on our web store. We will have. We don't right now. We're still waiting on it. But an infrared camcorder that paranormal people use for ghost hunting, and it fits very well with what we do. So we have the type of equipment that's going to be available, evidence kits, Geiger counters, black lights, that type of thing on our web store for investigators. So we're making, and we're getting them at a good price, so we're able to pass that on to our MUFON field investigator members.
I'll tell you what, we'll get into more of this in our next segment. Clifford Clift, International Director of MUFON, joining us. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Hi, this is Tamar from Namecheap. We're a domain name and web hosting company, and we really care about our customers. With domain name purchases, Namecheap offers free SSL and free WhoisGuard for a year to protect your identity from spammers. Most importantly, we care about you. If you'd like to learn more, please visit us at radio.namecheap.com, radio.namecheap.com for web hosting and domain name specials. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Namecheap or become a fan of ours on Facebook at facebook.com/Namecheap. See you online.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Clifford Clift, International Director of MUFON, joining us on the Paracast. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. Okay, so we're looking at this additional hardware that you are offering. And now, one other thing which I might ask, we have different organizations around the country, around the world, What efforts are being made to pull the data they're all collecting so that you can get closer to some kind of answers here?
As we go forward, one of our goals is to have a closer and a better relationship with some of the UFO groups in Europe, Russia, South America. We've not done well in our relationships with these people. We do have members there, but UK, we have a great country director, and so we're working with these people and trying to expand to that, where we could be the central clearinghouse for all of the documentation. We currently have over 25,000 sightings in our archives from 1959 to current, and there are people that we have now working, volunteers again, to help correlate the different events. It is word searchable, so if you want to put triangles in Brazil, then you would come up with all of those things. But we'd like to see if there isn't some correlation between the different types of craft, where they're located, the time of year, that type of thing. Maybe there's something that is significant about the UFOs as to what, where, when, and why.
What about cooperation among UFO researchers these days? There's always been something in the UFO field where people don't always get along. How's it look now in this day and age in the 21st century?
Oh, I think it's still pretty much the same way, Gene. Some of the ufologists, it's their way or no way. I mean, that's the end of the story. So there's no room for communication or negotiation. They believe what they believe, and that's the end of the story.
Boy, a couple of names spring to mind when you say that.
And I think there's more to this than just one point of view. UFOs, as I mentioned earlier, we're talking not just nuts and bolts, hard evidence of a craft flying. We're talking about portals. We're talking about the paranormal aspects such as poltergeists, and we're talking about crop circles and mutilations, Bigfoot. I think there is something there's something together with all of this. What it is, I don't know. But there is something that is involved with all of these different areas that we need to be able to find out what that commonality is.
Okay, the flying the ointment department is, of course, if the military, if the government knows, if they're occasionally, even once or twice in contact with ET, that they're doing things to basically make it messy in the UFO field. Some of the stuff that you catch may be military or government-related disinformation. Have you encountered that?
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. We encounter that all the time. Anytime we get really close to something significant, and we may not even know that we're close to something significant, somebody puts the fly in the ointment that causes us to go in a different direction. And it might be a personality situation that flies up and grabs us. It might be some event that is initiated and instigated by whomever these powers might be in another area. So we'll leave that area and go to another area. Yeah, that does happen.
But it's all covert, nothing overt. In other words, you haven't been
exactly
contacted by the military saying, cease and desist, we're handling this.
No.
Well, I'm thinking in a sense, Clifford, like, for example, the MJ-12 documents that, you know, it's controversial. We know some people accept it. Some people think it was a private hoax. Some people think it was a government hoax. You?
I think both. I think some of the documents are real. I think some of them are disinformation.
Okay, so real being that late Harvard astronomer Dr. Donald Menzel was part of MJ-12, you believe that?
I certainly do. Dr. Menzel was not a kind person to UFOs.
He wasn't a kind person,
period. At all.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, terminal hemorrhoids and with a chip on his shoulder.
Yes, that's pretty close. Well, yeah, I think that would define him.
So you don't think that's kind of an inside joke? Because that's one of the theories that some people suggest is that's the evidence it's a hoax is because they stuck that name in there and get a good laugh as a result.
No, I think he was one of the disinformation people for Magic 12, or MJ 12.
But we have this controversy. We have these disagreements. How do we prove that?
That's what they rely on. That is the psychology of disinformation.
Yeah.
How do you prove it or disprove it? It has an air of truth, and it has an air of fiction. And then you spend all your time trying to figure out what the truth and the fiction is and what the results are. I think we just have to, in MUFON, just continue to investigate and get the information, the good information that is needed for us to come to some resolution as to what, why, and where they're from.
No, that's a very good point. Here's something that's been kind of troubling me about the field for some time now. You know, you go to your average UFO convention conference, and the average age is somewhere up around our age, at least over 50, if not closer to 70. How is MUFON moving ahead to excite younger potential members to get involved? And do you see this as a problem for the organization that, you know, time marches on and some of your older members are going to pass on and you need to keep refreshing the ranks? What is MUFON doing to elicit the excitement in the younger generation to get involved in a hands-on way?
Well, one of the things that I'm doing right now is starting to do webinars with speakers, or such as Chris or whoever it might be.
Okay, a webinar, by the way, is a web-based conference.
Yes, a web-based, and we'll do those once a month or twice, have these people out there where people... What we have discovered, the reason I'm saying this, is what we've discovered is the youth are really computer-oriented. So the more we can get on the computer, we're going to have a Facebook that we can work with people, the youth, that's the type of thing. I don't know about Twitter yet, or Twitter, whatever it is. Beyond me.
I think it's beyond a lot of people. I think it has a lot of entertainment value, but maybe not so much a research value. And we'll have to get into more of that in a moment. I want to remind our listeners, we mention every so often the forums at Paracast, of course. Forum.paracast.com. That's forum.paracast.com. And here's how it works. We want you to become a member. All you have to do is give yourself a username and click a few boxes and stuff like that. Answer a simple question to prove you're human and not a spam bot. And then you can join, then you can send your input. And we also try when we can. We don't always have advance notice about guests. We try to open up a forum or a thread where you could ask questions, and we ask them on the show. Clifford Cliff joins us. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call
call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
We return with Clifford Clift, International Director of MUFON. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg on the Paracast. Clifford, let me ask you a theoretical question, or not so theoretical. Okay, you're put in a room with skeptics, and they say, Clifford, you believe there's some reality to UFOs. Can you cite one compelling case that says it all about the UFO mystery? And that case cannot be Roswell, okay? What do you think? What
Please.
Do you say?
You only want one?
Well, we can have others, but maybe we'll start with one.
All right. I would say the 1952 UFO flyover Washington, D.C., where the nine objects were seen by three different air traffic control centers, Andrews Air Force Base, National Airport, and the other one. And seen on radar, seen visually out the windows of the control centers, seen by people on the ground, seen by airplanes flying in, commercial planes, and by the jet interceptors that went up after them and also saw the objects. That probably is the best one that I historically coming forward. We can go to the 1973 incident in Tehran, Iran, where there was a dogfight or an engagement with a UFO by Iranian air people or air pilots, the Phoenix Lights, and
obviously the first one, not the second case with the flares.
Right. Yes. Right. The ones that was actually something. So yeah. So that's those are the things that two or three of them that I think when you have simultaneous ground and aerial observation simultaneous with radar contact, that's pretty strong evidence.
That yeah, those weren't false returns from temperature inversions, in other words.
You know what? There's an interesting story, too. We were talking, I guess, going back to Mark Pilkington, the guy who wrote the book Mirage Men. He suggested there was technology back in the 40s and 50s where you can create artificial radar bogies of something.
Well, when the top people of the Major Rear Admiral Forney was looking at the radar and was an expert in radar in Washington National Airport, and Andrews Air Force Base, when they were looking at the radar and the top radar people, you're not going to put slouch radar operators at the capital of the United States. They're going to be your best people. When they all agree that this was a hard contact, it was not birds, it was not weather inversion, it wasn't clouds, it was some other event, you have to go along with that.
No, good point.
Now, you mentioned these are classic cases that we all know about, those of us who have followed. Now, but what about cases MUFON has investigated, because some of the stuff precedes your organization?
Sure.
Of
yeah.
the cases that you guys have investigated, what are maybe one, two, or three really, really fascinating cases that say
well,
it all?
The one that I think is so significant is the one that has just happened this past 6-8 months with Chase Kolesky with the triangle and in Tennessee where the being was there. That to me is just a phenomenal case. The other one that I would think that is probably equally as good is the one that is, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to be more secretive about this because we're not through with the investigation, but it's happened on a Native American tribal land. And this one was of great significance because the military ended up being involved with this, too, because of the radar. So, yeah, we have some great cases. I'm sorry I don't mean to be so cryptic about that one, but due to the nature of the relationship with Native Americans, we have to be very careful.
So you can't give us the name of the res, like the Navajo res, possibly?
No, I would prefer not to.
Okay.
Now, what about cases involving, okay, we have that one that you investigated this year, other cases that involve the observance of creatures, entities, beings, any other cases of that sort that you want to bring to our attention?
Well, I honestly don't, nothing comes to my mind that is that significant. I know there are some, I just haven't researched them. When I say that, it sounds like, well, yeah, you're the international director of MUFON. Well, I'm trying to maintain the financial structure and the organizational flow chart in a manner in which it works for all of us. So I don't get a lot of the opportunity to research these past events. So I'm sorry I'm not any help there.
Well, you're sure helping us, and we're learning a lot, and we really appreciate you being on the program. MUFON is a very highly visible organization in this field, and anything that can be done to improve the organization, to create more funding streams and that sort of thing is going to be a full-time job in and of itself. Plus, you got to be a politician at the same time. So
yes, you
yeah,
do.
You definitely have your work cut out for you. And I applaud your work that you've done this past year, and I hope it doesn't burn you out like it did,
well,
Mr. James.
If I didn't know that it was going to be this involved, and my wife most certainly didn't.
So she says, why are you focusing on that UFO stuff? But just looking at your background, what is your professional background? Are you retired now?
Well, no. Yes and no. I spent 35 years in real estate. I was a developer. I built some 1,000 affordable housing units in northern Colorado. I had a real estate office. I had 75 agents, 3 offices.
Wow.
And that was what I did for 35 years. Then I, in 1998, I started a Christmas tree farm, which my wife and I run. And that gives me the business, something to do. I like the outdoors, so I have the opportunity to work outside. So that's what I am doing currently. So I'm not really retired. And, of course, then I took on the international director's position, and that's full time. So I'm not retired in any sense of the matter, but Christmas trees and UFOs, now that's a combination.
Maybe we should have a special Clifford Clift UFO angel for the top of the tree.
Well, as a matter of fact, one of our best-selling ornaments are UFO aliens.
Now, that's a good question, too. Do you think that the popular culture of UFOs and aliens, you know, now the grays, do you think that unfortunately contaminates what we think or think we see?
I do. I really do. I think Hollywood is really doing some things that could be detrimental to a future contact and relationship. The big sense of fear, I think, is one of the big ones. I think they're imposing this fear factor like happening on V and some of the other shows that they've
Wait till you see the movies coming out this summer.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's people like to be scared. I have nieces and nephews. Boy, they watch every horror film there is, and I can't even go out and take them with me out in the field at night out here because they're scared of what might be there.
All you have to do is look at what's going on in Washington, D.C., and that'll scare you.
Yeah, that's it. You don't even have to be at night there, does it?
That's about as horrific as it gets, I think, in my book. But
yep.
The other thing, of course, about the contamination, do you think that maybe whatever is responsible for the UFO phenomenon takes advantage of our popular culture to give us what we expect to see?
No, I really don't. I think ETs, in my opinion, I think it's a no-contact type situation. Don't interfere.
So anyone who says we contacted them, other than governments perhaps, it's got to be a fake.
Well, I wouldn't say it's got to be a fake, but I would be very suspect.
We don't suspect the fact that we have Clifford Clift, International Director of MUFON, joining us. We want to hear from you. Tell us what you think about this show and about the PowerCast in general. Write us news@thepowercast.com. That's news@thepowercast.com. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. You're in
the PowerCast.
Are you ready to order the official PowerCast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official PowerCast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official PowerCast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.thepowercast.com. One more time, that's store.thepowercast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official PowerCast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official PowerCast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the PowerCast logo at the official PowerCast store. It's all now available at the official PowerCast store, store.thepowercast.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
And this is our last few moments with Clifford Clift of MUFON. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien on the Paracast. And I guess we're going to look here at the things that you're doing now in the future. What are your plans to help bring the UFO subject to the public, get more serious attention? Certainly the book by Leslie Kane, the press conference recently, things like that have helped. But what can you do to get beyond where you've been for the past 41 years?
Well, I think we have to be socially visible with the public, which means Facebook, Twitter, webinars. I think we have to be able to be more accepted in the scientific community. These are things we're all working on. We do have some scientific people from credible universities that are now members of MUFON, and hopefully we will be able to integrate them into operation and be able to get more information out at the university level. With youth that you were talking about earlier, we would like to be able to set up scholarships for students in the science field that would lean toward what the UFOs are about, because I think the youth is where we will finally eventually come around to having to run our operation, and we need to have people that are pretty well versed in the sciences. And I don't mean just hard science. I mean the supernatural aspect of things, for lack of a better word, because I think there's so much more to the UFO phenomenon than just that hard UFO craft sitting out there in my front yard.
Do you think maybe that approach, though, has hampered what MUFON's done all these years?
You know, I don't think so. I think if scientists had just set on one aspect and not decided to search further, we wouldn't have had quantum physics, because that is strange stuff compared to what the quantum physics type study's done. So I think, I think we have to be in tune to all aspects of the universe. And I think we have to be aware that there are other things out there besides us. And I don't know that they're all bad.
What about an end game here? I mean, we've been at the UFO thing for a large part of my life and probably your life and Chris certainly. So is there an end game in our lifetime? Are we going to see this maybe in the 22nd century still figuring out what UFOs are?
I think within the next 10 to 15 years, and I'm prognosticating, but I think next 10 to 15 years we will have a significant revelation about the UFOs.
I just hope they don't try to land on the White House lawn, because there's guys on the roof with stingers.
Oh, people ask me, well, if they really exist, I'll believe when they land on the White House lawn. I said, they're not stupid. They're going to be shot if they land there.
Well, yeah. You know, if they saw the movie Dave Era Stood Still, not the miserable remake, but the original with Michael Rennie, they'd see that if you land, you're going to be shot at as soon as the military figures out where you are. Even if it's not the plans or the intentions, some trigger-happy, frightened young soldier might do it.
Right. It's, you know, if you don't know what it is, I'm sure that if the military says, if you don't know what it is, shoot it, is pretty much an attitude.
Isn't that, you know, part of a book called Shoot 'Em Down? Do you think that we've tried to shoot 'em down?
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind. I think Seskiel, I'm not sure I'm saying his last name right, but he and Stanton Friedman wrote that book, Shoot 'Em Down, and they in 52, when Truman gave the order to shoot him down, there were more airplane crashes at that time by seasoned and veteran pilots than any other time. Is that a coincidence?
So you think they were shot back. Now, what about the Mantell incident, where we have this pilot in Kentucky, he's supposedly in pursuit of a UFO, his plane crashes. Now, new evidence coming to light suggests that, you know what, the guy screwed up and he got too high and he did the wrong things and he crashed. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true, but I think that his last transmission of this thing's huge is has to be considered in the evidence. The plane crash was a little different type of crash than you would normally find with an airplane. They either nose in but they don't pancake in, and as a rule, that's pretty strange. And not having been able to anybody ever see the body, that's interesting to not know what the autopsy showed or if there was one. I think that the Mantell case has some very strong evidence that it was a UFO he was after, from the witnesses and all the people on the ground that were seeing the same thing, and the traffic control center.
Okay, now let's segue to 21st century, move on. In the next few moments, what activities are you guys going to be engaged in the months to come?
Well, currently, like I say, we're getting a new website up and going. We're making changes on it. We're trying to get our webinars going. We're trying to, as you can tell from our journal, I don't know if you've seen the ones recently, but Janice Curry is our new editor, and she's doing an outstanding job with our publication. So we want to get that. We want to be able to have better communication between all of our volunteers, our field investigators, and our members. We want to all be on the same page. That takes a lot of effort. We want to be able to get the information from investigated cases out to the public. Currently, what's happening is people get on our internet and see what our CMS cases are and start reporting that stuff, and we haven't finished the investigation, so we need to be able to do something about getting that resolved where we'll be able to put up what the real evidence is, not just the circumstantial from the first blush of the investigation. So we've got a lot of things planned. One of the things that we want to do very strongly is to develop more members. We need more field investigators. And to be field investigator, you have to be a member of MUFON. And we just need a lot more investigators. And you never know when these Category 3 cases are going to come up. So we're driving very hard for membership to get people to become field investigators. And, of course, we would like to be able to say to the public, here's the smoking gun. And that's going to happen through investigations. It's not going to happen through disclosure from the government.
But how can we make a change after all these years? How do we go from where we are now to the end game?
Communication. We have to be able to communicate. We have to be able to have a relationship with more people that are in the scientific field so that they will be on board with us. That's the only way we're going to get to disclosure is to have the evidence, in my opinion.
Tell our listeners where they can get more information about MUFON, checking your material online, and possibly becoming a member?
All they have to do is get on to www.mufon.com, and you can report a sighting, you can join and become a member, and you can see all the other information that we have up there for people to see.
Briefly, we only have a few seconds left. Your next conference will be held?
The end of July in Orange County, California. As I mentioned earlier, Story Musgrave will be our keynote speaker. We have an excellent lineup of speakers. Peters, Sparks, Moulton Howe, and others that I just can't remember right now.
Well, of course, we'll find them all on the site as the updates are done. Chris O'Brien, where do we find more of your stuff?
Well, I do have a website. It's Our Strange Planet, O-U-R, strangeplanet.com. It is a strange planet. It's Our Strange Planet. You can find out all about my books and my my field investigative work in the San Luis Valley, and my entire data log is there.
Okay, Clifford Clift of MUFON, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you, Gene and Chris. And Chris doesn't know it, but I had dinner with him back in 98. In Denver.
Actually, I do remember that. It was after, I think, International MUFON, if I remember correctly.
That's right. That's right,
yep.
Chris.
With Tracy Torme.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
Is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.